45. Tomorrow, again, a better than normal rain chance, 50 to 60% in the afternoon and evening, high around 90, and a 50% chance of more storms Wednesday, 40% Thursday, high temperature both days in the low 90s. Download our free weather app. It has access to all my videos, push notifications for watches and warnings, hourly forecasts, and radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. CNBC recently published a poll using metrics including crime rate, attractions, health care, and others to determine how all 50 states ranked in quality of life. How'd we do? Dead last. Out of a possible score of 300, Alabama got 83 points. CNBC's poll had no info on the number of people sampled or who assigned the states or scores. Crime, health, and inclusiveness were the main reasons we came in last, but they said we had great air quality. Alabama has a lot of problems. Our public schools are a wasteland. Oh, our politicians. Bentley and Hubbard are gone. Strange's strange deal sent him to Washington. One of his upcoming opponents hated Trump, but now likes him. Well, there is a seat up for grabs. Oh, and there's Roy Moore. From Cheehaw to our lakes, the beautiful beaches, we have a terrific quality of life in Alabama. We just need to learn to take out the trash. That's the way I see it. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Power Service is made just for diesels. Does your diesel run like it did when you first got it? You'd be surprised at the power you've lost over the miles. Diesel Clean plus Cetane Boost from Power Service restores lost power and fuel economy, cleans injectors, and smooths rough-running engines. And now, buy two 80-ounce bottles of Diesel Clean and get $10 back. That's right, $10. Learn more at PowerServiceRebate.com. PowerServiceRebate.com.
Power Service. Made just for diesels.
Offer good at participating retailers only.
You know why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In San Antonio, Texas, authorities remain on the scene where the bodies have been recovered from a tractor trailer parked at a Walmart.
President Trump commissions the USS Gerald Ford in Norfolk, Virginia.
The newest, largest, and most advanced aircraft carrier in the history of this world.
Both Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort cut a deal to provide documents and to be interviewed in private.
Vice President Pence says there's been a lot of progress stopping people coming across the border.
Illegal crossings at the southern border of this country are down by more than 60%.
Dunkirk coming out on top with an estimated $50.5 million, with $11.7 million of that coming from IMAX screens.
Actor John Hurt has died. He was 72.
Jordan Spieth wins the British Open.
Brandon Grace made history. He shot a 62 in the tournament's third round.
At the Tour de France, Team Sky rider Chris Froome wins his fourth title.
Video game maker Niantic says it's going to reimburse thousands of people who bought tickets to a Pokemon Go festival in Chicago. Too many people playing overwhelmed the network.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. We cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than dead. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
85 degrees outside, stock market is down 40 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend, big guy?
Oh, wonderful. How was yours?
Outstanding. Outstanding. As always, great weekend. Yeah. Let's see, I got too many things in my pocket. I can tell you that right now.
I had one of those mornings as
well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I put my headphones on and they were dead.
Ooh.
That's why I had to get that charger from you real quick.
Okay.
That's why I was doing a little change up. But we can handle it. Jared Kushner testified before the Intel committee, and he's about to make a statement at the White House. We will take that live when it happens. 272-9228, first-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the first-time callers. And let's see. Yeah, grab that real quick. Go ahead and grab that. We have a human trafficking case in San Antonio where I think it's up to 9 are dead now. Jonathan Turley is going to be talking about Dems and being a little too political as far as trying to kind of guide Mueller with what he needs to be investigating. Russian meetings, more and more and more. New question raised about Minnesota shooting that we want to get into. And let's see, White House Communications Director the new communications director.
Scaramucci.
We love this guy. We love this guy. Let's go to the phones to the first caller of the day, Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning or good afternoon. Maybe you're in
good
Las Vegas.
Good afternoon now. Well, it's morning somewhere. I don't know.
There you go.
I have something unusual.
You have something unusual? That's unusual.
For me, I have a serious question.
Yeah?
Now, I know,
that is unusual for you.
That is unusual. Space is in business to make money, and you get commercials you have to run, but I hear the Mo Brooks is good. We love Mo Brooks. Then I hear the Mo Brooks is bad. He's bad. We don't need him. What are you telling me? What do you think?
What do I think about Mo Brooks?
Yeah, as far as this goes, because I've been hearing, the bad commercials and the good commercials, the pro and the con. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that the Luther Strange commercials about Mo Brooks are very misleading. Mo Brooks supported Ted Cruz. When he supports somebody, he's right behind them. And he was doing what a lot of people do. And that's, he was talking about what the negatives are of Ted Cruz's opponent. But Luther Strange implies that Mo Brooks did not endorse Donald Trump. And that's just wrong. That is just absolutely wrong. Matter of fact, he was in Montgomery on a bus tour for Donald Trump, promoting Donald Trump. He wrote a check to Donald Trump and supported him. So I don't like it when people, particularly outside folks like Mitch McConnell, try to come in and play with our election by kind of doing the old Washington, D.C., dirtbag type stuff. I'm very disappointed in it, to be honest with you.
Okay, so Mo is somebody we can trust.
Yeah, Mo definitely is somebody we can trust. Let me do this if you don't mind. Let me go to the Jared Kushner, and you can call back and continue this conversation. We're going to try to take Jared Kushner live.
Sure, man.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Oh, you weren't ready for that, were you?
No, not at all. Crap.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what he's saying though.
Here we go.
Yeah, you can pick it up from the beginning, can't you?
I believe so.
If not, I'm going to be able to pick it up, the audio piece. Okay.
Here we go.
The man we never hear from.
My name is Jared Kushner.
Oh, we see why now.
I am senior advisor to President Donald J. Trump. When my father-in-law decided to run for president, I served his campaign the best I could because I believe in him and his ability to improve the lives of all Americans. And now, serving the president and the people of the United States has been the honor and privilege of a lifetime. I am so grateful for the opportunity to work on important matters such as Middle East peace and reinvigorating America's innovative spirit. Every day, I come to work with enthusiasm and excitement for what can be. I have not sought the spotlight. Yep. First in business and now in public service, I have always focused on setting and achieving goals and have left it to others to work on media and public perception. Since the first questions were raised in March, I have been consistent in saying that I was eager to share any information I have with the investigating bodies, and I've done so today. The record and documents I have voluntarily provided will show that all of my actions were proper and occurred in the normal course of events of a very unique campaign. Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information. Donald Trump had a better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Suggesting otherwise ridicules those who voted for him. It is an honor to work with President Trump and his administration as we take on the challenges that he was elected to face. Creating jobs for American people, keeping America safe, and eliminating barriers to achieving the American dream. Thank you very much, and I look forward to taking questions from the House committee tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah, we know why we don't hear him talk very often.
He is a little mousy, but...
He's got a good-looking wife and a lot of money.
Sure.
And his father-in-law is the president of the United States. That's pretty straightforward. See how the media's going to spin this bad boy. He came out really kind of smiling when he came out of the hearing room. And, you know, I think he's got this. I think he's absolutely got this. Jared Kushner, by all accounts, is just a great, nice guy. And he, and you know, his demeanor there was like, you know, I'm just telling him everything I need to tell him. He did all his homework, went back and looked through all his phone records. It turned out from this 11-page memo that he went into the meeting and they were talking about adoption, and he sent an email to his assistant and said, call me to get me out of this meeting. So he was only in there for 10 or 12 minutes.
Right.
And the only kind of damning thing that I've seen somebody kind of come up with is that the header on the email went Clinton, Russia, priority, I think is what it said. And he didn't read the whole chain. He just showed up at the meeting, or he probably would do what I did, and that would be have your assistant read your emails and then put down your calendar and say, Don Jr. wants to meet with you and some other people about something about Russia and Clinton. And so he shows up, and so they're talking about adoption in Russia. And that kind of makes sense. And then he kind of goes, this is boring. I don't want to do this. I'm going to move on. News on 83.1. Oh, by the way, we put up the 11-page opening statement from Kushner on my website, danmorrisshow.com.
Hold on to your butt.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan in the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500 XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I leaked nothing to nobody. And never have and never will.
Caught in a trap.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
I can't walk out. Because I love you.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go back to the phones here, and let's go to Rusty. Rusty, I'm sorry that we need to take that Jared Kushner thing live. So my apologies.
I understand. He's got a better agent than I did. But I have a niece. She's probably 25 or 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always, well, I just don't know anything about politics. I don't know who to vote for. I don't know what they mean or what they're talking about. So I urge people to ask questions, and that's why I called and asked you, because I knew you would steer me straight. So a lot of this stuff is just taken out of context and thrown together, right?
Correct. And I know the top three candidates I know really well. I know Luther Strange. I've known him for a long time. I know Mo Brooks really well. I know Roy Moore really well. Roy Moore is running a campaign that there's no negative at all. He's just talking to his base, and he's going to try to turn his base out. Luther Strange is looking down at the polls, and as an incumbent senator and a former attorney general, he's looking at where he is in the polls, and it's worrisome to him. And so his political advisor is saying, you got to attack Mo Brooks and get Mo Brooks out of the way, because if you do a head-to-head and put Luther Strange against Roy Moore in a runoff, Luther Strange wins.
Mm-hmm.
If you put Mo Brooks and Roy Moore in a runoff, Mo Brooks wins. If you put Mo Brooks and Luther Strange in a runoff, Luther Strange has got some problems. So that's why he's attacking him. I mean, I'm really sorry that Luther is taking this route. I like his positive ads and things, but those negative are just too over the top.
I'm still amazed in this day and age that political ads work, especially these latest ones.
Well, and the reason is that people are so uninformed. I mean, just like Rusty's niece. Is it your niece, Rusty?
It's one of my nieces. Sweet child. She's just not informed.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Yeah. The less knowledge you have, the more effective these ads are. Because
oh, really?
They don't know Mo Brooks. And so the first picture you get of Mo Brooks is that he was saying bad things about Donald Trump. He did that during a contested primary campaign. He came out and endorsed Donald Trump. I don't remember Luther Strange ever endorsing Donald Trump.
And if there's a change with the AG, if Sessions is out and Giuliani is in, do you think Sessions would seek his old seat?
No.
Really don't?
No. I think that if the only way that could happen is the person who would be the current U.S. senator would step down, and then the governor would appoint Jeff Sessions back.
I bet that don't happen.
Yeah. And call off the new election.
And then the Easter Bunny comes up.
Don't forget the unicorn over in the corner.
Yeah, they'll be riding on the unicorn and coming around the mountain when they come. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the information.
Absolutely, Rusty. You have a great day.
Thank you.
I was about to say, that is certainly fanciful. Jeff Sessions riding a unicorn?
Yeah.
I don't see that anytime soon.
You don't see that happening anytime?
No.
This whole AG thing, this was a great discussion during the weekend among my group, is that the only one way that that Trump could get control back over the oversight of the special counsel would be that Jeff Sessions resigns and somebody's put in that has nothing to do with Russia, and then he can have oversight of it.
I guess Sessions resigned because he was part of the campaign and had then these meetings pop up about with the ambassador. Giuliani, I think we mentioned it last week, has plenty of ties to Russians.
Yeah, Giuliani would not be the choice. Trey Gowdy could be a good choice. Ted Cruz could be an interesting choice. You need somebody that is pretty standalone and pretty tough. But there was a lot of discussion about that this weekend, a lot of discussion. And because that answers a number of Trump's problems that he has. And when Donald Trump has problems, he does things about it.
It's funny, the people that Trump appointed out of loyalty to the campaign, who are longtime political figures, like Jeff Sessions, also Tom Price, who's heading up HHS, I've heard Trump grumble about him here and there, that most of these folks who were political guys beforehand are not serving him well. I guess one of the few exceptions would be Mulvaney. He seems to be doing an all right job. But, everybody who Trump loves in the cabinet were generals or business people. So Gary Cohn, Rex Tillerson, Mattis. I mean, these guys weren't former elected officials.
Right. And I tell you, the ones that he really likes, and it's like I said Friday, is high testosterone count. And so he likes that.
What's going on with Jared then?
Well... Well, a little estrogen here and there. I'm not sure what... I think he admires Jarrett's mind. I think that's what it is. I think he's a really smart guy.
I bet you Jared does know how to play hardball. And Jared, it's not how you sound. It's not how you look. It's can you...
It's what you do.
Yes. Can you pursue things confidently, set goals, and achieve them?
Let's kind of get into the Kushner... stuff here. Let's let me get into see which one we want to go. Tell you what, let's do. Yes, Nancy Cordes on Jared Kushner to testify.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner will testify today before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed session. He released a statement this morning with a preview. In it, he describes hardly any contact with Russia or Russian representatives. Kushner says, quote, I did not collude nor know of anyone else in the campaign who colluded with any foreign government. I had no improper contacts. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with what could be dramatic testimony.
The opening statement alone is 11 pages from Kushner, and in it he says that he didn't try to conceal any contact with Russian authorities and that any communications he did have were brief and routine. He's going to tell two Senate committees, one today, a House committee tomorrow, that he didn't collude and that he didn't even know the name of the Russian ambassador until his father was elected.
We have a lot of ground to cover.
On Face the Nation, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee outlined the Kushner conversations they want to know more about.
Obviously, the meeting with Donald Jr. and the several Russians that we now know were in that meeting, but also his meeting that was alleged to have taken place with the head of the VEB Bank, a sanctioned Russian bank.
Okay, that was Representative Schiff, and this... I've got a little bit longer of an isolated piece of him, and we're going to get back into the second part of this Nancy Cordes story. But I want you to listen to this that the congressman is just throwing out there, has no evidence, there's nothing out there. He is just throwing it to see if it's going to stick to the wall.
The president is clearly worried that Bob Mueller is going to be looking into allegations, for example, that the Russians may have laundered money through the Trump Organization. That is really something, in my opinion, he needs to look at, because what concerns me the most is anything that could be held over the president's head that could influence U.S. policy. That would be among the most powerful form of compromise. So I think it is something he needs to look at.
But he just kind of throws it out there. Just throws it out there. Let me go to a break. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
You're
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When you don't believe a word I say. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion?
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. President Trump's advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner talking to the Senate Intelligence Committee today about foreign contacts he had last year. In a statement,
Kushner said he had perhaps four contacts with Russian officials during the campaign and transition, contacts he described as unmemorable.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Kushner blaming an assistant for filing a version of his security clearance form that left off contacts with foreign governments. The parents of British baby Charlie Gard now dropping an effort to take him to the U.S. for treatment, saying it's too late. His father, Chris Gard.
His body, heart, and soul may soon be gone, but his spirit will live on for eternity, and he will make a difference to people's lives for years to come. We will make sure of that.
Baby Charlie suffering from a rare inherited genetic condition causing progressive muscle weakness and brain damage. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The temperature is easing down a bit, and the rain chances are easing up a bit. A sun and cloud mix tonight. High temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little bit more generous supply today, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, again, a better-than-normal rain chance, 50 to 60% in the afternoon and evening. High around 90, and a 50% chance of more storms Wednesday, 40% Thursday. High temperature both days in the low 90s. Download our free weather app. It has access to all my videos, push notifications for watches and warnings, hourly forecasts, and radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the love that was sure to end, every dream in my heart was gone, heading for a showdown.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Bad dream of what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train.
By the way, congratulations to the... Opelika and Auburn community for the golf tournament this weekend. Talked to some people that went over there, and they said it was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, great, great courses all around the state, but in Auburn in particular.
Yeah, that's a hard course, too. Very, very long.
I don't even ask. If somebody wants to ask me to go play golf, don't even. I can't. I could learn, but...
You tried and it didn't work?
Yeah, I tried once when I was much younger. Maybe I could pick it up now. Because my dad's been pretty good. Both my uncles are really good. I have an aunt who's also very good. I'm sure I could pick it up, but...
If you start young, and you can do it as a youngster, you can really become good as you develop, particularly muscles and coordination and speed.
It's one of those hobbies, though. It gets expensive to start it, and it's an expensive hobby. Like many other things.
Let me tell you something. You go out to Goodwill
and find a
set of clubs and then replace it with a big Bertha driver and then slowly start going through your clubs and adding. I picked up a set of Ping, which is a high quality golf set. It's normally it's like a $400 set. I bought it for like $170. That was my first. That was a great deal. And then I started slowly replacing it with big birthers and stuff like that. My problem is, after my cancer treatment, my golf game went to hell and back. There are two things that really screwed up my golf game. One, I had a professional on a cruise give me instructions. Totally screwed my game up. And the second thing was cancer treatment.
Did you swing like Happy Gilmore beforehand or something?
No. I mean, I could basically, the whole key is straight.
Yeah.
Do it straight. You know, guide the ball and get it there and get up on the green.
Don't bend your arms.
And it's... this guy just totally screwed my head up. He gave me a video of myself, and I was out there and watched it, and it was like, it was out of body experience. And it was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, I was going like, God, what have I done to myself here? And then the cancer treatment, that's the because of the lime of the back and things like that. That's why I have to sit up straight like this. Okay, let's go back. Let's forget this foolishness.
Yes.
But congratulations to Auburn and Opelika. From the folks that I talked to, they said it was great. And they had these hospitality tents that you could go and get part of and you go buy a ticket into. And they just said it was world class. And these are people who had been to the Masters before. They said, with the exception of the crowd size and quality, it basically was run like a Masters.
Well, and it's been a while since I've been in Auburn. I'll be going up there tonight. I can remember uncles who went there when I was going to school at Auburn saying, oh, it's changed so much. And in the five, six years since I've been gone, it's changed a lot.
It
keeps growing.
It really does. It is amazing. When I drive over there for business or meetings, and I'm just kind of astonished. I go, that wasn't here before. So let's get down to some other stuff. Let's go finish up with Nancy Cordes and talking about Russian meetings.
That meeting took place last December, around the time Kushner reportedly talked to the Russian ambassador about establishing back-channel communications with Russia. In his new testimony, Kushner claims he did not ask for a secret back channel, but only wanted to establish a line of communication to resolve the Syria crisis, and asked Kislyak if they had an existing communications channel at his embassy we could use where they would be comfortable transmitting the information they wanted to relay to General Flynn. Lawmakers have wanted to hear about all of this from Kushner for a while.
The whole purpose of the meeting is for the guy to explain. Here's how I met the Russian ambassador. Here's what we talked about. Here's how I met the banker guy. Here's what we talked about.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., and campaign chairman Paul Manafort have agreed to their own closed-door meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Russia remains a big fault line between the president and Congress. Over the weekend, lawmakers finalized a tough sanctions bill punishing Russia for invading Crimea and meddling in the U.S. election. It also includes a provision that requires congressional review if the president tries to weaken the sanctions.
This is a bill that will go to the president's desk and he should sign it into law. If he vetoes a bill, we will override his veto.
The president had wanted more flexibility in this sanctions legislation, but the White House says they do expect that he will end up signing it.
Okay, and again, this is up on my website, danmarshow.com. You can see the 11-page opening statement that really outlines all of these issues. For example, the Russia thing. You remember the media said that the Russians asked for a back channel way to talk to the Kremlin. And basically what he outlines, and she just mentioned, is that Jared kind of said that to the ambassador of, I'd like to set up a line of communications, and do you have a way, and the ambassador says, do you have, you know, a GoWine or a scrambler system at your, at Trump Towers? He said, no. He said, do you have something we can use at, that you have access to? And he said, no. That was the end of it. It was done. So this thing that he was going to go over to the Russian embassy and the Soviet embassy and use their quiet room and things like that, just is not true. And this is what we talk about. The media will take a little bit of a grain of a story that has some substance to it, and then they'll expand it into something that is not truthful. And this happens all of the time. And I think Jared Kushner probably hit an absolute home run, and we're going to be able to see it by the way when the members come out and how they're going to talk about this. If they don't talk about it at all, then it was a home run. If they talk about it in this innuendo type thing, then there may have been some mistakes out of there. But when they never say anything, when nobody, everybody's totally quiet, then they found out something that undid something they believe.
Now, this wouldn't apply to Kushner, especially in the transition. But for argument's sake, just thinking this out, is it illegal for a president to try to set up a channel, a back channel, any sort of means of communication that national surveillance, U.S. national surveillance, cannot hit? That you're,
are
you're
you saying
to,
for a president to do that?
For a president to do that and say, I want a back channel.
The president can do whatever he wants to.
I feel like some people would freak out that, oh, well, now our intelligence services can't look at that channel.
No, I mean, JFK did that with on Cuba.
Right.
Ronald Reagan did it with on the Iranian hostages. Well, before he was president, by the way.
I mean, some of this smacks of that they are this question that's constantly being asked by now. Lindsey Graham's been asked by Rand Paul. It's been asked by Ron Wyden of, are you spying on American officials? Are you collecting phone calls and emails of American officials in national surveillance here in this country? And it makes me think, yeah, they are. They're collecting everybody's.
Well, and the fact that they had these emails of Don Jr. in June of 2016 tells me that something was going on. They were being looked at. And I think the person is probably going to have the biggest problem is going to be the guy who's got Trump at his last name is going to be testifying just because he has Trump at his last name. The second person is Paul Manafort, but we're going to get into the Jonathan Turley talking about the Dems trying to influence Mueller in this by kind of coding stuff. Let's do this. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley.
Democrats say we want an independent investigation, but Democrats were telling the independent investigator what to investigate.
Well, I think they have to be very careful about this. They have their own investigations, and they determine what their jurisdiction and scope will be for those investigations. But the greater cross-pollinization that you see between Congress and the special counsel, the greater the concerns are as to the course of the investigation. This is not the normal type of special counsel investigation. The mandate given to Bob Mueller is remarkably broad. It's basically one sentence that says, look into the election controversy. Mm-hmm. A lot can be put under that. And when you graft onto that these types of helpful suggestions from political opponents, it undermines the credibility of the investigation.
It doesn't undermine it. It's notice he was using a terminology that I was, and that cross-pollinating, that's what the media was doing. And if we go through all this stuff, and I'm really glad that Kushner testified today and is going to be testifying again tomorrow at the House side of things, is that it's proving these things wrong. Like I said, they take a grain of information that's truthful, then they pack around it all of this other stuff that is untruthful and just basically kind of throwing it out there. Now, let's listen to the Dems, Turley talking about the Dems and politics of the whole issue.
You use the word cross-pollination. It seems like they're cross-pollinating the law, which in your view is clear, and politics, which is always in the eye of the beholder.
Well, you know, Schiff is a very good lawyer. He was my opposing counsel in the last impeachment trial, the Porteous impeachment trial in the Senate. He's very, very good, too good in my view, given the outcome of that trial. He knows the law very, very well. But I think that the Democrats need to be very, very careful. You know, I think that you have some mission creep that comes in any independent counsel or special counsel investigation. That's natural. When you have this type of broad mandate, it can be a serious problem. And so I think the credibility here is significant. As the Democrats have criticized President Trump for some of his tweets, and some of those tweets are valid points of criticism, they also have made statements about the course and direction of the investigation. I think people need to step aside. Either they want an independent investigation or they don't.
The Democrats want this so badly, they just want this to go on ad infinitum. Because what this does is just keeps raising doubt, raising doubt, raising doubt. Anytime that they can mention the word Russia, Trump, and collusion, that's what they want. That's all this is about. And this whole Jeff Sessions stuff about having another meeting and that he was talking politics, talking about campaign, what he was doing is he was talking about policy. What was Trump's policy towards different things? That, to me, is not talking, discussing Russia and being involved in a Trump campaign. That is a Trump person who is very involved in the foreign policy and the judgeships of the Trump campaign, talking about what Trump's policy is. That, to me, is not talking campaign workings type thing. They're strictly talking policy. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show. We're going to be back after our break. Short break here, guys. Be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
I cried to the southern wind by the love that was sure to end. Every dream in my heart was gone, heading for a showdown. Bad dream of what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train. If you don't, there'll be more.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jonathan, what have you heard about what's happening with the special counselor and his investigation? I know it's a small town in D.C. You hear stuff.
Well, I'm actually the only person apparently not under subpoena or not referenced in any of these meetings. And quite frankly, I feel hurt about that.
It's early. Oh, thanks. Thanks. It appears that the investigation is turning into the issue of financial transactions. And as the investigation expands, clearly the risks expand with it. This is a very precarious period for these core players. Mm-hmm. They're going to be appearing before Congress. They have to keep a consistent and coherent narrative because these are when the risks are the highest. But by including these transnational agreements and transactions for people like Manafort and Kushner and Trump Jr., that increases the threat. You know, these people have huge portfolios, sure, and a great number of transactions. These federal investigators, if they find any criminal conduct, they can investigate it or hand it to the FBI.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272
That's
where we are. Let's head back to the phones here. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing good, James. What's up?
Hey, y'all talking about the Senate race earlier and with Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, but if I had to choose between Strange and Brooks in a runoff, I'd go with Brooks.
Tell me why.
He just appears to me more conservative and a little more independent-minded than Strange.
Okay.
But my choice is Roy Moore, and because to me, of the one everybody running, if there's one person that I know will not sell out to McConnell or to the establishment, it's going to be Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
I think we know that pretty good. He's not going to sell out. And he's not going to bow down to anybody's interests but Alabama's.
Have you been contacted by the Roy Moore campaign, or have you identified yourself as a Roy Moore supporter to them?
I have in the past. I am a Roy Moore supporter.
Because, see, that's what I'm worried. I know Roy Moore pretty well. I helped him on one of his campaigns. He and I really get along extremely well. My concern for him is that he's not getting a voter turnout operation going, and that's what he needs. Because if he doesn't have that voter turnout, then I think people are going to kind of make an assumption that everything's cool, everything's fine, and it's not really that important for me to get out and vote.
I did have a question. If it was, let's say, Judge Moore and Strange in a runoff, do you think Brooks would endorse Moore?
I do not know the answer to that question.
I can't imagine you're doing something Strange at this point.
I don't know. I think he would have a little bit. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Let me ask you something. If you had an opportunity to ask all three of them a question, which I'm going to have an opportunity to do on Monday, and by the way, we're doing a candidate forum for the top three, and that's Luther Strange, Mo Brooks, and Roy Moore, not necessarily in that order. It will be Monday night, 6:30, Wetumpka Civic Center. What question would you ask them?
I guess it'd be what would their number one priority be legislatively, what they want to get through the Senate.
Okay. I'll mark that one down.
And I don't, and again, another reason I support Moore, among many, one of the reasons, whether it's Trump or Clinton or McConnell or anybody, I don't like people, candidates, to tie themselves to one man, like the way Strange is doing to Trump. If you support Trump, that's fine, but to tie yourself just to one man and whatever he says is gospel is, you got to use discernment with anybody, so. I think Judge Moore will support Trump, but he's not just going to sell out and do anything he says. So this is another reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me what you think about the Robert Bentley appointing Luther Strange. Is there a cloud in your mind to that?
There is. I'll say Strange, I thought, was a fairly good attorney general for the state, in my mind. And I don't know if there's corruption or not from Bentley appointing, but it has the appearance of it nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a cloud. It has the looks of it, whether there was a deal there or not.
That is the biggest thing that people mention to me. That is the single largest thing that people say is that whole deal. And they'll use terms like it didn't feel right or whatever. And this is one of those things that not knowing is worse than knowing. I mean, if there was a way you could get a clean bill of health on that for Luther, I think it'd work wonders for him. Absolute wonders for him, and I'm surprised they're not trying to do more to do that. James, enjoy my conversation with you. I want you to have a great day.
All right, thank you. I'll see you.
Thank you. So he was just asked about Mueller and kind of what does he think about the special counsel Mueller. Here's another thing that has been a part of a conversation that's been in the media, that's been out there in the blogosphere, that really isn't true.
There was a story over the weekend that Paul Manafort was being investigated for money laundering, and they were trying to flip him so that he would testify against the president. But then I think it was Roger Stone, who's a longtime friend of the president, said something like, that's not going to happen because there was no collusion. There's nothing to flip over.
Well, first of all, collusion itself isn't a crime, and there's not really a very strong prima facie case for any crime thus far, and that raises some of these concerns. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact is Mueller has put on his team some heavy hitters who are known for flipping witnesses, and I wouldn't be surprised if they looked for something that could give them leverage against some of these key individuals.
Now, he does have, and one in particular, this is what this guy was known for as a U.S. attorney, and flipping folks. And we've always talked about the concept of you start out with a little fish, and you flip the little fish to get the bigger fish, to get the bigger fish, to get the bigger fish. And Paul Manafort has had millions of dollars worth of work that he's done for Ukraine and Russian-type oligarchs. But how that then fits back into a campaign and influence, I don't see how you jump that shark to get to that, because just because somebody had some type of relationship with Ukraine, oligarchs, Russia, Russians, that doesn't mean that you were colluding. And if you're going to look at it that way and you do think that's the case, then go in and examine Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the different things that they're doing and John Podesta's brother. I mean, all of those things point definitely due west to Russia and a connection that's there. Does it mean that there was something bad, there was something illegal? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But just hold one group the same way that you do another group. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Dan Morris Show.